Welcome to Pebbles of Truth, hosted by Dr. Bruce McCracken, founder and president of House on the Rock Family Ministries. Our hope is that these biblical principles and practices, these pebbles of truth, will help you strengthen your marriage and family. To learn more about this program, visit us at pebblesoftruth.com. Well, good afternoon and welcome back to Pebbles of Truth. Well, hopefully by now your family has settled into the school routine and the craziness of summer has given way to, well, I guess the craziness of fall. You know, all this month we're discussing a series we're calling the ABCs of Technology. And last week, if you were listening, we took a look at what the Bible says about technology and more specifically how we should use it in our daily lives. And if you've missed that, feel free to go to our website, pebblesoftruth.com, and get caught up. But this week, we want to begin to look at that social media giant, Facebook. And with me again is Scott Phillips. So, Scott, what should we as parents know about Facebook?
Well, let's start with the basics. Facebook allows anyone 13 or older to create a web page for themselves that mm-hmm. they can post anything on. Mm-hmm. Then they share their Facebook page with someone else who's also a member of Facebook and becomes friends with them. Mm-hmm. They post pictures, send messages, play games, and do a whole host of other activities on Facebook. Believe it or not, Cap, I think this Facebook thing may catch on.
I think you may be right. You know, Scott, I read that Facebook recently announced that 750 million people have accounts with them. And I guess to put that into perspective, if Facebook were a country, it would be the third most populous country in the world.
Yeah, it's incredible how popular Facebook is. Now, you and I know, both have Facebook mm-hmm. pages, and I can say I do find it to be a fun thing. Mm-hmm. I've reconnected with some old friends, and I keep up to date on what's happening in the lives of a couple family members who live out of the area.
And I enjoy those aspects as well. And as a parent, however, there are some things about Facebook that do concern me. So why don't we take just a moment and talk with our parents about what they need to be aware of when their kids are using Facebook.
Sure. Well, one of the things that makes Facebook so popular is that it's free for anyone to use. Facebook makes its money, and it makes a lot of mm-hmm. it, mainly by selling advertising and renting space on the site for game companies to put their games on. Because it's free, however, that means Facebook cannot authenticate anyone who uses it. So people tend to pretend that they're a lot older or younger than they really are. Mm-hmm. And so the most important thing that we can tell parents is that your kids should only be friending somebody they actually know in real life.
And for kids, it can be something of a contest to accumulate as many friends as possible.
Well, right. They want to cast as wide a net as possible in search of friends and get their numbers up. So it's like, I have 500 friends. Well, I have 600 friends. It becomes a contest. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It's one thing to be friends with on Facebook with a family member or close friends, but becoming friends with someone you only barely know or don't know at all is just asking for trouble.
And Scott, I don't think they necessarily look out for trouble either. You know, the sheer volume of things being posted to social media websites like Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and even now this Google+, makes it impossible for the companies to really screen things.
Right.
I read somewhere that 2.5 billion pictures are posted on Facebook each month. That's an enormous amount.
Yeah, it's incredible.
But what should us as parents be on the lookout for when their kids say they want to be on Facebook?
Well, the thing about Facebook is you can set privacy controls that limit who sees your stuff. Mm-hmm. But the defaults are always set to off. Mm-hmm. And so parents need to have their kids go in and turn all those privacy controls on. One study showed that over a third of teens leave their defaults off so that everyone can see their page. Again, it's that cast a wide net sort of thing. But that same study showed that only 50% of parents are on Facebook with their kids. And one of the best pieces of advice I could possibly give is you do the technology that your kids are doing. So if they're on Facebook, you're on Facebook. Mm-hmm. If they're texting, you're texting. That way you know what's going on with these technologies, and maybe more importantly, they know that you know what's going on.
Sure. And there's so much more that we can talk about, but our time is just about out. For those of us who are listening, we do have a whole workshop entitled Tech 101 that discusses Facebook and other social media in much greater detail. So check it out on our website, pebblesoftruth.com, about how you can have us come to your church. We've also prepared a take-home resource that's free on technology. So on our website, feel free to request that as well. Well, next week, we'll be talking about cell phones and what parents should be aware of as their teens use them. So until then, let's keep building our house on the rock.
You have been listening to Pebbles of Truth, a ministry of House on the Rock Family Ministries. To hear this program again or for additional information, please visit us online at pebblesoftruth.com.